Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Tyler Buck, owner of Cookville's Baskin Robbins Inn.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. So you had this vision and dream and goal for a while.
Yeah. Ever since I was young, I knew that I wanted to own a company, but it wasn't until I started working at Baskin at 16 that I really fell in love with the company and wanted to pursue my career that direction.
So what about Baskin Robbins at 16 did you say, like, this is it, I want to buy this place?
Well, you know, what's not to love about Baskin Robbins and about ice cream? I love the company as a whole, the customers, the employees, the whole atmosphere. It's one of the best places, you know, that you can walk into and just immediately the vibes are there. But I didn't know directly at 16 that I wanted to own it and buy it. I just knew that I really enjoyed working there, you know.
But as were there people like, it's an ice cream, dude, it's an ice cream shop. Like, right. Come on. Like, I mean, I'm sure like it's like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Right. But so I continued to work there. And as I kind of rose up the ladder in leadership there, I just, you know, never really saw myself leaving after that.
And did you ever think to leave Cookville and start a new franchise somewhere else? Or
yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny, but whenever I was younger, I always said, you know, I'm leaving Cookville, I don't see myself here.
I think every Cookville kid
right
says that.
Absolutely. You know, I'm never gonna go to college here, I'm never gonna stay here. And as I got older, I love Cookville. I you know, absolutely love my hometown, which I do travel a lot, so I still, you know, get to see the world, but I love always coming back to Cookville.
So you went to Tennessee Tech.
I did. Yes. Yeah.
And thinking I want to own my own business at some point, did you ever debate whether you should go to college or not?
You know, that was never really a question for me. I did know that I wanted to get a degree. So I knew that I wanted to go to college, but I will be honest, you know, my junior year of college, I'm like, what am I doing? I need to just go buy a company already, you know. But I stuck it out, though. My mom wanted all three of her kids to have a degree. That was kind of like her one goal in life, you know. So I honored that, and I stayed in school just for her.
It is such a different kind of world that we live in, where you don't necessarily need that college degree as much as you used to. You know, when I was 20, I feel like it was maybe more important.
Right.
And a lot of people are kind of overlooking that because people are going into entrepreneurship at 20 years old and starting their own companies. And
yeah, absolutely. I think the times are changing in the way that we think. We now know that you don't have to go and get a degree. You don't have to immediately go get a 9-to-5 after you graduate college to make money and be successful in this world. And I think that especially, you know, my generation coming up, I feel like it's starting to really be on our mindsets that, you know, we can be our own boss, we can be our own entrepreneur and really make our dreams come true at a younger age now.
So you purchased Baskin Robbins in 2022.
Yes, that's
correct. So you're about 2 years in now.
Almost, yeah.
What do you think, what are some of the highs and lows of the last 2 years?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, so I was a manager before I took over, and of course, the deal was presented to me to buy Cookville Baskin Robbins 2 years before I actually bought it, right? And so at that point, I said, let me get my degree, and then I'll buy the company. So for 2 years, I really, you know, was taken under the previous owner's wing, and he really showed me the behind-the-scenes stuff, the ownership side of it. So I tell everyone, my first day of owning Baskin Robbins, whenever I actually owned it, was, you know, a piece of cake. It was a walk in the park, honestly. That's right. That's right. It was my first day was super easy. It was just doing the things that I've been doing, you know, for the previous 2 years.
And being mentored and being having somebody take you under their wing makes all the difference. Even though you were sticking into the same company, you can get mentorship from kind of anywhere that's really going to be impactful and to make you the kind of leader that you need to be to run a company.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll say the best thing about owning Baskin Robbins that I have kind of brought to the table is community involvement. So that was something that we didn't really do beforehand. And that was my biggest goal. I wanted not just people to come to my store. I wanted to bring my store to the people, right?
Was the previous owner local?
He was, yeah. But he was, you know, older, and this was the last company that he owned versus this is my first.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it. But I really wanted to bring you know, my company and the name out into the community. So we did a lot of community involvement, lots of spirit nights, stuff like that, right? We also have a mobile unit. So we have a food truck that we bring all across Upper Cumberland. So that's probably the best highlight is, you know, just getting the word out there. Of course, everyone knows Baskin-Robbins, right? They know the name, but I wanted them to feel more Cookeville's Baskin-Robbins, right? Because we're each unique.
Well, and I think sometimes there are chain franchise restaurants that you think, well, they're, you know, I'd rather keep my money local. Some right. people feel that way. Can you explain to kind of people how even shopping at a franchise is still keeping money local?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of people say shop local, right? Mm-hmm. Which we are local, mm-hmm. you know, and people don't understand, but I've always said this, franchises, they run the world. Mm-hmm. They do. Right.
And so tell us a little bit about what that means to own a franchise.
Yeah. Yeah. So, each franchise is so different in their own regards, but for me, whenever I own Cookeville's Baskin-Robbins, I own the entirety of the company, right? Mm-hmm. So everything that you see whenever you walk into the store, including the goodwill, is mine. It's completely in my name whenever, you know, the taxes, whenever it's legally documented with the country, it is in my name, right? So it is completely mine. And I think that's a big misconception with people. They think that, you know, corporate owns this local store. They don't. The difference between owning, you know, just, a startup company versus a franchise is I do pay royalty fees, right? And so Baskin-Robbins, I'm very fortunate. It's a very low fee. And so I just pay them, a certain percentage of my sales, which is really low. But in return, I get to use their name. That's what I'm buying basically. But I also, get free marketing, different like advertisements, posters, things like that. Mm-hmm. Right. And all of that's for free. So we work together to grow my company. But
do they have vendors that you are specific vendors that you work with through Baskin-Robbins?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we have, of course, we make our own ice cream. So we have, you know, plants that are different factories all across America that are just Baskin-Robbins mm-hmm. ice cream factories. We get our dry goods from certain places as well. And because we're under such a huge, you know, name and a huge like brand, it's a lot cheaper than what it would be if you were, you know, just a one store, right?
So you had mentioned that you are able to have spirit nights and get involved in the community. That's something that I think sometimes startups, when they are out there hustling and doing the marketing on their own, they don't always have the funds to be able to support the community sometimes. And you're hiring local people. So those right. local people who you're paying a paycheck to are out spending their money locally as mm-hmm. well. And so I think sometimes people don't always see economic development and right. shopping small as, you know, a franchise. People, but when you see what the good that some of these franchises are doing, you know, Chick-fil-A is out there giving away the Lord's chicken to everybody.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah.
you know, I think that's, and Ben Prine is right here in the Upper Cumberland. And so I think that's sometimes what we kind of need to think about is that everybody wants to say, well, there's probably other ice cream shops that are local. And it's like, there are, but there's still a value of what you bring to the table.
Right. Absolutely. Which he does an incredible job with Chick-fil-A, you know, because it is a national brand, but he makes it feel so local. You know, every yeah. time you go there, you know that a part of what you're spending there is going to your community, right? Mm-hmm. And that was my biggest goal at Taken Over. And I feel like we did a really good job with that last year. And I just want to continue to give more and more and more. So my very first day, whenever I took over Baskin-Robbins, we had a little prayer circle with my family before we opened up our doors for the very first time. And I asked for the Lord just to bless the store and to bless me beyond measures. And I said that I would give it away. Mm-hmm. Whatever I got, I would give it away. And whenever I tell you, we doubled in sales in 2023, right? Mm-hmm. So over 50% we grew, right? And now I'm good at what I do, but not that good, mm-hmm. you know? And so I am so blessed and so fortunate that I am in a position where I can give, you know? Mm-hmm. And we have partnered with so many different organizations, so many incredible people in the Cookeville and the Upper Cumberland are really trying to do good work here. Mm-hmm. And so we're just going to keep on doing it and keep on doing it bigger and bigger.
Why Baskin-Robbins? So what is it about this franchise? You could have bought a lot of different franchises, I'm sure. Probably even other ice cream franchises.
Yeah.
Why? What about this company do you love?
You know, and I never imagined that I would be owning Baskin Robbins. I mean, that was just never in my dreams as a child. But, you know, as I worked there and I got more experience, I got knowledge, a lot of knowledge in the company. I was really good at what I did there. But I also saw the behind the scenes. I saw all the accounting. I knew how much it made. I knew the potential. And I was, so I think it would be knowledge and familiarity, you know, that makes me, that made me want to buy
anything like about the company culture or things that they say, you know. I think that there's, everybody kind of knows what Chick-fil-A stands for.
It's right. Like,
you know, people say it's Jesus chicken and, you know, they know that conservative culture is something that Chick-fil-A stands for. Is there anything about Baskin Robbins that you thought, well, this feels right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a true believer that there is so much good in this world, right? And in a society, in a day and age that we live in now, sometimes that's hidden, right? But I think ice cream and Baskin Robbins, they are known for bringing happiness and joy to the world.
Historically.
Yes.
I mean, when did Baskin Robbins open?
1945. So yeah. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And they continue to bring joy and happiness to people. And that's something I wanted to be a part of.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. And all of those celebratory, I think that ice cream in itself is just a celebratory thing. How often do you know, you get a good report card or you have, you know, a good softball game or whatnot, and you go out and celebrate with ice cream.
Absolutely.
And so it's just at those monumental places in your life, a birthday, an anniversary, often that people want to celebrate with ice cream, and you get to be a part of that.
Right. And a lot of people, you know, those special moments like their birthdays or anniversaries, they already, you know, they tie it together with Baskin Robbins, right? So they kind of go together in their minds and they grow up that way, right?
Yeah.
That's really special.
We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and Tyler Buck, owner of Cookeville's Baskin Robbins, is here.
Yes. Hey.
So we're just talking about all the good things of ice cream. And so why, you mentioned that you knew you wanted to own your own business or buy your own business. Did you think more buy or start your own thing?
You know, growing up, I thought I would start my own company, you know, starting off. Which,
where did that come from? That's not usually something, I mean, my daughter says that, but I work in the world of entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
She actually used to say, I want to be an entrepreneur. And then finally she said, what's an entrepreneur?
Right, right. Well, okay, so I come from a long line of business owners, right? So my father, grandfather, great, you know, they have all owned companies here locally. And so I knew that
any businesses that you want to shout out that we would know of?
Well, my father owned First Choice Plumbing. He has since sold it, but Bucks Plumbing as well as uncle. My grandfather started that company.
Bucks has been at my house.
Yes,
for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, so they're in my family. I knew I didn't want to do plumbing, but but I knew that I wanted to own a business just because I saw, you know, my family, you know, own the companies. But as I got to it, I got into high school, and I focused in business, and I fell in love with it. Two people, Miss Henry and Miss Darley at Cookeville High School, they really put me into the position of going into, you know, the world of business, right? I fell in love with everything, you know, that it had to do with it. But I was studying accounting, and that's what I went to college for. And so at one point, I thought that I would just be an accountant for a little bit and then maybe start a company later on in life, right? One of my biggest goals was to graduate debt-free from Tennessee Tech. And so to do that, I actually started a small little company. It's a reselling company. And so I just sold vintage clothing and used clothing on eBay and Facebook Marketplace. And I started off just really small, just trying to make some extra cash, you know, to pay for school. And it really just exploded, right? And it really did really, really well, which I'm thankful. I started that before it was, you know, a very popular thing, which now it is. And so I was kind of on the forefront of the bandwagon for that.
Did you think that that was going to be your income for college, that you could just, you know, help pay for college with this kind of thing? Or were you just like, well, this will help supplement?
Right. What? Well, I was still working at Baskin Robbins at that point, right? But I thought, you know, college is expensive, so I thought any extra thing could help, right? I never in a million years imagined what that would, you know, be like and how much money I would actually make from that. But as I was doing it, I really fell in love with the aspects, you know, the marketing and just seeing, you know, money start piling into my bank account from something that I did and I started, you know, my special little mark on the world. I really, you know, enjoyed that. And it just keep on growing, which was really exciting. And so that was probably the moment. And that was 2018 whenever I started that. And that was probably the moment that I really, you know, knew that I wanted to start my own company and start it as quickly as possible.
Did you feel at any point, did you struggle with purchasing a franchise as opposed to starting your own thing, whatever that would be? Did you feel like, well, maybe this isn't quote unquote real entrepreneur? Like you said, people often say shop small, and people will debate whether a locally owned franchise is shopping small or not.
Right.
Did you struggle with that? Was that?
Not at the point of, you know, this was like a 4-year process, right? It's from 2018 to 2022. And the first 2 years, I had no idea what I was doing, right? Mm-hmm. But I was pretty set on owning Baskin Robbins at 2020. I knew that was the direction that I was going to go. I just loved the company so much, right?
Do you think that part of it was because you kind of had already, you were able to kind of wade into the pool, per se, instead of jumping in headfirst?
Absolutely. I think if I didn't work there, it might be a different story. Who knows what I would be doing, right? And I always say that, you know, where would I be if I didn't start Baskin-Robbins?
Yeah, well, so take us back to that 16-year-old that's going into Baskin-Robbins to drop off the application.
Yeah.
You know, how did that, it was like, I mean, what made you choose Baskin-Robbins?
You want to know what's crazy?
Yeah, tell us the story.
Yeah, let me tell you. Well, I'll tell you why Baskin-Robbins first. But I actually started working at 14 at a farmer's market / ice cream parlor close to Burgess Falls. It was my best friend, his parents owned the shop. And so I worked there at 14 to 16, and it was seasonal. So I wanted, you know, a year-round job after that because I needed gas money, you know, to drive all my friends around. And so that's really why Baskin-Robbins even made it onto my list, right? It's just because I had some sort of...
You had those big forearms and
that's
scooping
right.
ice cream.
I've been scooping for 2 years. I thought I was like cool, you know, for scooping ice cream. So they went onto my list. And so I had a list of 15 places, actually, 15 different companies in Cookeville. And I went around, me and my sister, we drove around to all 15 of the stores and I hand-delivered my application to all 15. And again, I prayed about it. And I said, God, whoever calls me first is where I'm going, right? I don't even want to think about it. Just whatever you think I need to be at, make them call me first. The very next day, Baskin-Robbins called me. They wanted me to come in for an interview the next day, right? So I went in for my interview. The day after that, I started working. So within 3 days of putting my application in, I started working there. And I call that a God wink. God was definitely there directing me. And so it's really crazy how life happens, right?
For
but
sure.
But I never once have like second guessed, is this the right path that I'm on? Because I know it is. Things just align too perfectly, you know, for it not to be where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think sometimes you've been able to progress enough that you're not stagnant. You haven't been stagnant since you were 16 years old.
Absolutely.
You know? It's been 8-ish years since you've been there now,
right? Yeah.
And been with the company, and so you've been able to kind of move around and get different facets of things, where sometimes people would think, well, 8 years in the would you grow bored of that after 8 years?
Right. I think that's a fun thing about Baskin-Robbins, though, is it's always changing, right? You know, the flavors, the menu, the products, the different things that we do. It's
wasn't
constantly
that their tagline
changing.
Is like 30, what 32 flavors? Or
yeah, they're known for their 31 flavors.
31.
And they're known for 31 because they wanted you to be able to go into their shop every single day of the month and try a different flavor, right?
Oh.
So that's where it started. Now, we also have flavor of the months, too. So every single month, you're going to get at least one new flavor, right?
Yeah.
So it's fun, but it's just constantly, you know, there was so much. It's always, you know, changing and evolving with the times. And I love
What's
that.
What's the most exciting or interesting thing that you've learned about Baskin-Robbins? I mean, a company that's rich in history. What are we, almost 80 years into their run. There's a lot, I'm sure, just about the company itself and the brand you're representing. What's the most interesting thing you've learned about this 80-year company?
Yeah, you want to know the coolest thing? This is just a business, you know, mindset. But they actually were the founders of franchisees. So they were the very first company that started using franchises,
the
right?
The franchise model.
Yes, yeah. So they pioneering franchises is what they, you know, kind of say. But they did that.
I would have thought it was McDonald's.
No, it was Baskin-Robbins, yeah, in 1945. It's really cool, actually.
And was that the intention when they opened, is to kind of have this franchise model?
No, so they had two brother-in-laws, right? And they each owned a snow cone shack and one owned an ice cream parlor. And they said, why are we doing this? Let's just put them together, right? And that's where Baskin and Robbins come from, right? Two different people. And I think they were just, you know, it was in California. They were expecting just to have that one shop, but it really grew. I mean, the products are, the taste is so good that they were so popular, and they just kind of started growing from there. Yeah.
Interesting. Baskin and Robbins. I feel like just in general, people driving to work this morning are probably learning things about Baskin Robbins that they never thought that,
well,
you know.
You're right. And you want to know another fun thing? They also created pralines and cream. So that flavor was first started by Baskin Robbins.
Well, the things you never thought. Everybody learned something new today, I'm sure. Stick with us and we'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Tyler Buck, the owner of the Cookeville Baskin-Robbins Inn. So, currently you're the owner of the Cookeville Baskin-Robbins.
Yes.
Soon to be what?
Soon to be the owner of the All Good Baskin-Robbins as well.
This is like dropping. If you are listening right now, this is new information that we're dropping out there.
Yes,
so.
Yeah. I haven't, you know, told anyone or spread it anywhere. So this is, y'all are the first to hear about it.
So you're coming to All Good.
Yes,
which
yeah.
Those who listen regularly, I'm an All Good girl. And so I'm excited that.
You know, we are so excited about it. I studied the market there for 4 months, right? And we actually just closed on the land like last week, actually. So everything's really coming together now. But yeah, I bought land in All Good. And
how is that? Is that scary? Is that because, you know, the Baskin-Robbins store was already set, was already there. This is a totally different beast for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? It is absolutely terrifying for so many different reasons. First off, I'm buying the land, right, and building the building. This is all, you know, completely new for me, right? We rent where we are now, and I bought an existing store. So that's really scary, the money, you know, that's going into this project. Now, I have studied the market. I have ran the projections.
Is this your finance background that allows you to kind of look at that stuff in that way?
Absolutely, yeah. And so I have done everything that I possibly can, you know, to get as close to what I think, you know, this store is going to produce for us. But again, you never know in business. It could do way better, which we're hoping for, but it also could not do as good. So it's a huge risk.
Ice cream. I mean, aside from maybe McDonald's, I guess, if you count that, but or Sonic, but there's not any other specific ice cream shops in All Good.
Yeah, there's no premium ice cream shops there. There is no, you know, dessert stores there either. So it's fun. It's going to be a great time, I think. So,
I think that All Good is growing. And again, it's that mentality that some people may have that, well, it's not local. It's not, again, you have purchased this land as a local citizen. And so I think when you think of franchises, it's not as corporate as you think.
Right.
Because
right.
People have that in their mindset.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So what's your timeline for the All Good shop?
So we are hoping to break ground in April, sometime in April. And then I'm hoping to have it up and running by September, actually. So I know it's quick, but and I know that things get held up, and so who knows, right? But it'll definitely be this year. We're going to have our shop up and running. It has a drive-through, right? So it's going to be a drive-through Baskin-Robbins, which was my goal for the next Baskin that I started. I said I'm not going to own another one unless it has a drive-through.
At what point did you say I'm going to own another one?
Oh my goodness! Well, that was kind of the goal all along, right? Whenever I first took over Cookeville Baskin-Robbins, even in my post that I made, you know, whenever I first took over, I said this is just the beginning. I read that and thought that meant.
You'll expand into other companies and, you know, whatnot.
Oh, no. But you know what's crazy? I have always said I want an a Baskin-Robbins ice cream empire. That is my goal. I want to own as many Baskin-Robbins as I possibly can, right?
Wow.
I would love, you know, I'm going to try to dominate the Tennessee market first and then start expanding to other countries or other states and then other countries after that. So, yeah.
Is Baskin-Robbins currently where, how many locations does Baskin-Robbins currently
have? They have thousands of locations all across America and also internationally as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be the first international location.
No, unfortunately not. But you know what?
But I'm sure you can bring it to places that have never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, so actually, believe it or not, a lot of European countries don't have Baskin-Robbins there, right? And of course, I travel to a lot of, you know, European countries. So it's kind of in the works. We'll see if I end up there.
It's interesting because I think that Baskin-Robbins, like you said, it's a premium ice cream.
Yes.
It is different than frozen yogurt or custard or gelato, which is kind of probably more prominent in a lot of European countries.
Right.
And
right.
So for us, we see gelato and we're like, oh, let's go get that because that's so different. But I feel like for Europeans, they may see ice cream and go, oh, let's go get that because it's different than what we're used to.
And you know what? As I travel, I ask people, you know, do you know what Baskin-Robbins is? Just because, you know, that's, you know, my thing. And they do. It's kind of like a legend over there, right? You know, it's supposed to be the best ice cream in the world, right? It's this American ice cream brand, you know, because we are the number one most recognized ice cream brand, you know, in America. And so I think that would be fun. And I think you're right. I think it would be something very special for them. You know, they think that they're going to, you know, eating luxury ice cream, I think. Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. So you're expanding into Allgood, which is very exciting to me. Do you kind of have a list of where you think you might go throughout Tennessee?
Yes.
That you care to share with us?
Yes. I think it's important to note this is technically my third Baskin-Robbins, right? Okay. Because the mobile unit, the food truck, is a whole separate thing as well, right? And so that travels all across America. And I really kind of use that to gauge where am I going next, right? Because you can set up that, you know, the food truck there for, you know, a little bit and see what cities and what counties, you know, really, you know, spend the most money at Baskin-Robbins, right? But yeah, Allgood was a no-brainer. That was going to be my location, right? Now, Cookeville is growing so much that I think Cookeville needs another Baskin-Robbins as well. Even though Allgood is so close, we need another one here. So that's going to be in the works, I think.
Wow.
I have been presented with a nice lot of land in Crossville. And so Crossville is on my mind. But you know, I've done no research on it, but you want to know my favorite place and where I really think it could do really great is Smithville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And a lot of people overlook Smithville, but I'm telling you, they love our ice cream.
I don't know that anything goes better with Lake than ice cream.
Right?
Especially if you can figure out a way to get on the, you know, where people can pull boats up, man.
Absolutely.
You would make
a that's a fun idea. Okay, I'm going to have to put
I mean, I like it. You heard it here first.
You know, like a little boat drive-through.
Right.
I
get like
it.
A punch card that I get like, you know, free ice cream when at the lake when from this idea. So.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I love it.
I think it's really exciting. For those of you, I mean, you obviously can't really tell, but Tyler is very young to have. I mean, you probably get this a lot. Right?
I do.
I mean,
yes.
How do you walk into a bank? You're how old?
24.
It's 24 years old, and you walk into a bank and say, "I'm going to buy this plot of land. I'm going to put a business here." I mean, do people are you taken not seriously, I'm sure, a lot
of
the time.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're playing with millions of dollars here, right? It's not just, you know, a few thousand, you know.
And this is not Monopoly money. This
you're
is
right.
Real.
This is real money. So it's always so nerve-wracking for me. But absolutely, my age gets in the way a lot of the time, right? And I will say that's one thing that I'm very appreciative that I have my college degree because it does save me a little bit. Some people take me a little bit more serious, you know. Mm-hmm. But once they see my store, once they see the numbers, the money in the bank account.
Well, I'm sure the way you talk about it, right? You know, I've done this, you know, financial assessment where 50-year-olds might not know how to do that.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, my years at Baskin, we've been so successful, right? And I can show that, you know, the numbers mm-hmm. don't lie, you mm-hmm. know. So yeah, once they see the numbers, then it's a little bit better. It gets a little bit better after that.
Like you said, you're talking in the millions. Has that scared you at all? Or you're just so confident in your skill set and the product that you're selling that it's like, I know, it'll be fine.
You know,
it would scare me, and I'm 41, so.
It terrified me whenever I first took over, you know, July 6, 2022, whenever I had to come up with all that money, right? Uh-huh. That was terrifying. That really was one of the scariest things I've ever done. It was the biggest risk I've ever taken in my life. Mm-hmm. Now, though, being with a company in that regard, with the money being in my own account and playing with that much money, I'm not so scared anymore because I know the potential that Baskin has. Mm-hmm. And I have saw firsthand, you know, with hard work, it really does pay off.
Well, and I think that once you do it once, it's like, okay, this wasn't, the world didn't end.
Right.
It was okay. We've lived through worse. And so it'll be, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And so that was with this All Good store, you know, I mean, no one knows, you know, yeah. You don't know. And so it is a huge risk, but I think
that drive-thru is going to look like the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
You know, I'm hoping so. I'm telling you.
I mean, we love our fast food drive-thrus in All Good, that's for sure.
Well, and I love All Good. And, you know, I just want to be closer to All Good as well. So I think it's going to be the perfect location, right? So it'll be fun.
Yeah. So where do we see? So other than, you know, kind of Tennessee dominance, do you think for Tyler, You're in Baskin Robbins. You're taking over. You're gonna like be the CEO of Baskin Robbins Corporation and sell franchises.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past me. I love the company, and I think that's where you'll see me in the future. Yeah. I think, you know, you'll see me now with 3 Baskin Robbins. Talk to me in 10 years. Hopefully, we'll have 100 of them.
I love that you're so invested, and that's how I feel like Ben Prine is with Chick-fil-A and Brandon Cooper with Honey Baked Ham. I think I love people that are in these franchises, but they really believe in the corporation that they're
working
for.
Right, and they believe in the products that they're mm-hmm. selling as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that that's really special. So where can people find you? Where is Baskin Robbins located in case you're living under a rock and you've never been?
Yeah, so we are on Interstate Drive, 1265 Interstate Drive. We are in the Eagle Point shopping center there. We're right between Chick Salad Chick and Five Guys.
Yeah.
And then also... for our social medias, we're really active on Cookeville BR on Instagram. We post constantly there. So that's probably going to be like the best way, you know, to keep in touch with us and kind of see what's new. We also have a TikTok account now.
Oh, TikTok.
And it's Cookeville BR. And let me tell you, my employees, you know, they're younger, so they know more about that. So they've been posting these videos.
I like that the 24-year-old says they're younger. No,
well, sorry, but yes. And I have no idea about TikTok, right? Yeah. So I kind of let them take over. And one of our videos that we just posted got 65,000 views. Like,
wow,
are you kidding me?
That's very exciting.
Yeah, it was fun. So those two, we post a lot of information on.
And
both
what
those.
Is your flavor of the month? So those people who are out and they need to come check out the flavor before the end of March.
Let me tell you, it's Mexican chocolate brownie is our flavor of the month for March.
And do we know what April is going to be?
It is incredible. April is Dreamsicle, is what it's called. Yeah. So I can't tell you what it is yet.
Okay.
You can't describe it, but okay. Dreamsicle.
Dreamsicle. So look for that. Head over to Baskin Robbins over in the shops at Eagle Point. Thank you so much for Tyler for coming in. I cannot wait to see in 10 years from now where you're at and what you're doing and how you're making an impact on economic development and entrepreneurship in this town. I think you're so inspiring in what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I love what you're doing as well.
Thanks.